3. Susanna closed her eyes and imagined a radio mic. When she opened them, the mic was there, standing on the console to the right of the two dials and the toggle switch. She had imagined a Zenith trademark, right down to the lightning bolt Z on the microphone's base, but North Central Positronics had been stamped there instead. So something was messing in with her visualization technique. She found that extremely scary. On the control panel directly behind the microphone was a semicircular, tricolored readout with the words Susanna Mio printed below it. A needle was moving out of the green and into the yellow. Beyond the yellow segment, the dial turned red, and a single word was printed in black. Danger. Susanna picked up the mic, saw no way to use it, closed her eyes again, and imagined a toggle switch like the one marked with awake and asleep, only this time on the side of the mic. When she opened her eyes again, the switch was there. She pressed it. "Eddie," she said. She felt a little foolish, but went on anyway. "Eddie, if you hear me, I'm okay, at least for the time being. I'm with Mia in New York. It's June 1st of 1999, and I'm going to try and help her have the baby. I don't see any other choice. If nothing else, I have to be rid of it myself. Eddie, you take care of yourself. I..." Her eyes welled with tears. "I love you, sugar. So much." The tears spilled down her cheeks. She started to wipe them away and then stopped herself. Didn't she have a right to cry for her man? As much right as any other woman? She waited for a response, knowing she could make one if she wanted to and resisting the urge. This wasn't a situation where talking to herself in Eddie's voice would do any good. Suddenly her vision doubled in front of her eyes. She saw the Dogon for the unreal shade that it was. Beyond its walls were not the deserty wastelands on the east side of the Y, but Second Avenue with its rushing traffic. Mia had opened her eyes. She was feeling fine again, thanks to me, Honey Bunch, thanks to me, and was ready to move on. Susanna went back. 4. A black woman, who still thought of herself as a Negro woman, were sitting on a bench in New York City in the spring of 99. A black woman with her traveling bags, her gunna, spread around her. One of them was a faded red. "Nothing but strikes at Midtown Lanes" was printed on it. It had been pink on the other side, the color of the rose. Mia stood up. Susanna promptly came forward and made her sit down again. "What did you do that for?" Mia asked, surprised. "I don't know. I don't have a clue. But let's us palaver a little. Why don't you start by telling me where you want to go?"
"I need a telephone. Someone'll call."
"Telephone," Susanna said. "And by the way, there's blood on our shirt, sugar. Margaret Eisenhart's blood, and sooner or later, someone's going to recognize it for what it is. Then where will you be?" The response to this was wordless, a swell of smiling contempt. It made Susanna angry. 5 minutes ago, or maybe 15, it was hard to keep track of time when you were having fun, this hijacking bitch had been screaming for help. And now that she'd gotten it, what her rescuer got was an internal contemptuous smile. What made it worse was that the bitch was right. She could probably stroll around Midtown all day without anyone asking her if that was dried blood on her shirt or had she maybe just spilled her chocolate egg cream. "All right," she said, "but even if nobody bothers you about the blood, where are you going to store your goods?" Then another question occurred to her, one that probably should have come to her right away. "Mia, how do you even know what a telephone is? And don't tell me they have him where you came from, either." No response. Only a kind of watchful silence. But she had wiped the smile off the bitch's face. She'd done that much. "You have friends, don't you? Or at least you think they're friends, folks you've been talking to behind my back. Folks that'll help you, or so you think. Are you going to help me or not?" Back to that. And angry, but beneath the anger, what, fright? Probably that was too strong, at least for now, but worry, certainly. "How long have we got before the labor starts up again?"